tonight's forum is on job, vocation, calling. Do these intermesh? Can they? Should they? Or how do I know I have a calling, a job, or a vocation? The purpose of a forum is not necessarily that there's one or two persons who are espousing their specific ideas and then you are responding to them. The purpose of a forum is that every one of the persons in this room is a presenter out of their own lives. And so all of you here possibly could, or we'd like you to, become involved as a presenter on this subject. You may want to respond to someone else. You may want to just make a statement on your own. You know, we'll just see where it goes. But it's supposed to be sort of an open, free-flowing discussion by all of us. And then we'll try to stop at about 5 to 10. And so, in a sense, we'll just open it up to everyone for about 45 or 50 minutes, and then we'll just close it again. But we can continue then after we officially close. And Gloria Baker has some specific readings that relates to this subject that might start us thinking in a group direction.
Okay. I'm going to read just a little tiny bit of this recognition of ministries, affirmation of the vocation of Christians in the world, which follows a service in the occasional book called Recognition of Ministries in the Congregation, which is a separate little service of affirmation of ministries within the congregational setting. The affirmation of the vocation of Christians in the world is primarily what we're dealing with tonight, however. So I'm going to read just a tiny bit of what that service is about. How many of you are familiar with that service or have ever experienced that service in your congregation?
Is that out of Green Hymnal?
Uh-huh. This is the LBW, the occasional book of services, for occasional services. But
once in a blue moon, it means.
Very occasional. It's a very powerful and moving service, and I would encourage you, if you are lay folks, to check with your pastors about using this this service. And if you are a pastor, I would urge you to delve into that. Through holy baptism, our Heavenly Father set us free from sin and made us members of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus through word and sacrament. We have been nurtured in faith that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear His creative and redeeming word to all the world. It begins in the prior paragraph, "Dear Christian friends, baptized into the priesthood of Christ, we are all called by the Holy Spirit to offer ourselves to the God of all creation in thanksgiving for what He has done and continues to do for us. It is our privilege to affirm those who are endeavoring to carry out their vocation as Christians in the world." That's just a brief bit of that service. A couple of things that Martin Luther said about Christian and vocation. He did an exposition on Psalm 110, and since we're into the Psalms in Bible study this week, this seems appropriate. He said, "Every baptized Christian is a priest already, not by appointment or ordination, but because Christ Himself has begotten us as priests and has given us new birth in baptism." And he also said, "If you are a manual laborer, you find that the Bible has been put into your workshop, into your hand, into your heart. It teaches and preaches how you should treat your neighbor. Just look at your tools and you will read this statement inscribed on them. Everywhere you look, it stares at you. Nothing that you handle every day is so tiny that it does not continually tell you this." And with that, we will begin by talking about what do these things mean to us if we are indeed baptized into the priesthood, if we are indeed all ministers in the world, which means we all then have a vocation or a calling, as the word vocation comes from the word vocare, to call. What does that mean for us in the world?
And also, as far as how the forum is set up, it's not necessarily that each person is to speak like they just read such and so or something, but how they personally feel it in their own lives. How do they respond to this subject? Or, in other words, personal statements that we can feel from each other.
Are you defining job here as like our job as a Christian?
Actually, we are not defining job. In a sense, you need to, as you speak, define how you would use it.
I guess I'd use that job as how I make a living.
I would too.
Get the bread that I, get my paycheck. And I'm a petroleum engineer, and I look on that as a calling also.
And how do you mean that when you talk about job?
I think I look on a job or a calling as using the gifts God gave me. He gave everybody different gifts, some more than others. Anybody that sits by me when I try to sing usually moves, so obviously that's not one of mine. He's given me a lot of, say, a scientific gift, a gift of knowledge in that regard. And he's enabled me to use that as a petroleum engineer. And I just feel like it's something I've been given. I can see underground and understand how the oil flows through the rock, things like that. And I started out in another profession. I can't imagine doing anything else. That's where I was put on this earth, what I was put here to do.
So you're sort of saying that your job, and for you, your job, vocation, and calling are one and the same for you, or no? Am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, I think, well, vocation may be something different, and calling as in the Great Commission, I still feel that as say in Acts 1:8, to be a witness. But at the same time, I feel my calling to produce energy is definitely a calling.
You see, calling is different than vocation, is that what I heard?
Well, like it says, do they intermesh? They kind of intermesh, and to try to define each one individually, I guess that'd be hard to do for me.
Someone else has it?
I guess for me also, a job has a negative connotation, kind of negative task orientation. A job is a set of tasks that you have to accomplish in a given time frame or something like that, kind of a week-by-week itinerary thing. And whereas a calling is kind of a baseline from which you operate throughout the weeks, throughout the years. And there's a difference there for me to try to make my job less and my calling more. Try to grow in my Christian walk so that is something, rather than my title as whatever it might be, salesperson, physician, lawyer, whatever, rather than to have that title be up front, to try to make my Christian nature, or my spiritual nature, whatever you want to say, to try to bring that through in my life, that's more of the calling. So that's an obvious thing rather than my title in the world. That's why I distinguish those two.
Well, does it, when you're saying that, by separating them, I get a little uneasiness if that, for me, if I were spending a lot of my time on a job, but yet I felt calling was something different than what I was doing, I would probably start to feel uneasy. Are you saying that you have some of those feelings about it, or are you just basically mean separate those two? Or?
I think the most difficult chore in life, I do have a lot of problems with that. Mm-hmm. And being in a real, I think our society, my particular position as a student, I feel it's a real competitive arena. And, you know, then that draws me into a real competitive nature and some things, you know, that kind of draw me away from being a peaceful person. So some, you know, it's not, it's hard.
So like you're caught in the job.
Yeah, it's a dichotomy.
Yeah.
You know, that where it's hard to implement some of your innermost values in a system that says win or whatever at all costs. And it's real hard to get that thing to work for me.
Is there anyone that has a response to him? Or?
Well, it seems apparent that if a person is fortunate enough to have a job that somehow they can mesh the feeling of answering, serving, then they can therefore put it together, calling and vocation. But if their job doesn't seem to fill that space for them, then
how about you?
It sounds like that. Mm-hmm. For me, it's very easy.
Do you want to say, you're a calligrapher in her home, and you have two small children?
I have three children, and since my business at home is at home, even though I'm caught in a terribly frustrating situation at times, I still don't have to have the problem of being away from my family, so that I can very much feel mother in need, mothering answering needs.
So you're feeling, you also are feeling some kind of intermeshing of what you're about, like you're...
I think that a lot of jobs, that's a problem. My husband, I keep thinking about, he was so eloquent. One time he gave what was called a temple talk. I don't know if other churches have those, but it was during stewardship time. And he was giving a temple talk on stewardship, and he is a forester, and he voiced that he was a steward of the forest. And I've never forgotten that, because it was just such an eloquent, short talk about how we tie together, you know, the fact that as being a steward of the forest with his Christian life. And in my own situation with being a calligrapher and framing pictures for people at a framing shop, I can tie that together because I'm serving. And so I feel that when you're serving other people and giving them, fulfilling their needs, it certainly can be that for me quite easily.
What about fulfilling your own needs as a person?
Yeah, I'm not so sure that I know what calling. There's so many voices that, so many things that, you know, what I want. Or, I'm not sure. I'm not too comfortable with a calling, personally. Job, vocation, you know, job. Hey, yeah, it brings in the bread. But if you look at how many people were unemployed, you know, job took on a new significance in the 80s. Because so many didn't have it. You know, I had a job and I was up to 3 weeks vacation, and then I quit that and decided to go into what I think was a vocation. But now they organized and try to make it a job again. But I'm still trying to make it a vocation.
There's a difference between job and vocation.
Well, I guess that's, you know, I think it's my, what I'm saying is a job is something that somebody tells me to do, and a vocation is more where you exercise some judgment. And I guess I sort of hope that through the whole thing that it's always sort of a self-reassessment or something, where I think I'm using some of the abilities I have. And I hope that would fit in with stewardship, as I guess I like the word stewardship better than calling, because I don't know if my hearing is too good or maybe I'm deaf. And I don't want to respond to the wrong call. but you know, the word stewardship, the use of your talents, and I guess somewhere in that line, a job. You almost have to have a job to have a vocation, or else you're not going to survive. But a job can be a vocation if you're using your abilities or something like that.
I would say a vocation, if you're not doing what you want in your job, you should quit your job. You should take a vocation. It'd be great if you got paid your vocation. That's usually how most of us live. A calling is something we listen to every day. God calls us daily, and if we are sensitive enough to listen to it and hear it, we can answer his calling. If we live in, if we work in a vocation, which is our job, God is maybe calling us to do that and is calling us daily to do a certain task, it seems to me. It's all interrelated. I don't believe there is a difference. It's life. It's living.
But you started off saying if you're in a job and it's not your vocation.
If you're not happy in that, vocation is something you like. You like to do.
If you like it, it's a vocation. If you don't like it, it's a job.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can I ask some of the pastors here?
Wait, Bill has a question.
Appear to me that perhaps if you like it, it's not your vocation.
Say that again?
Yeah.
Appear to me that the Christian gospel would indicate that often what you like is not your vocation. It's precisely what you don't like that's really your vocation. And down your life for others, for example. I don't particularly like that, but I understand it's my vocation. I haven't tried it yet.
Will you let us know how you feel about it when you do?
Yeah, I don't know what they're liking is really what they said.
That would be your calling, wouldn't it? To lay down your life for others. A lot of us don't listen to that, Bill.
You want to talk some more to that, Bill?
I want to.
You don't necessarily not have to like it to have it be your call, though.
True. That's very true.
I guess I look at vocation as something that I've been trained for. The job is what I actually do. Well, those are two and the same for me right now. I've been trained as a teacher, and that's my job. And I feel at this time in my life, my calling is that teaching, and I belong there right now. I may not belong there 2, 3, 10 years from now. My call might change, and I might need to change my vocation also. But for right now, they're pretty much one and the same. There are other callings that I have besides my job.
I.e.?
Huh?
Like?
Like. Just in everyday life, people that I meet and react to in my church life and community life, and there are certain things that I feel like I'm called to at least smile at sometimes as I'm walking down the street.
I think too that speaking as a teacher too, that you are called not only to teach but to be a role model, and I think it's really important for young people to have good role models, and I feel that that's part of my calling. And also other parts of my calling, I don't know if they reflect my life or my teaching or what, but I'm the large group search presenter at our church, for example, and I feel that that's a calling. And I feel that if I didn't have this experience as a teacher, that I might not have been called to do this. And I work with the 8th graders in the confirmation program, and I feel that that's a calling too. And they all intermesh. That's how I see it.
Quite traditionally, have we heard about people go get jobs or vocations, pastors get called.
Do we have any pastors here who want to respond to that?
What do I get called?
You have to say that with a little bit more treble in your voice. Juice it up a bit.
Focus on the family. Jim Dobson was in one of those films talking about he came from a long line of preachers in his family, and my brother got the calling, and my other brother got the calling, and boy was I getting worried. And he was talking about they were called by God to become pastors or preachers. And he had a vocation or a job other than that. He didn't talk about being called to his job as a family counselor. But he talked about his brothers being called to be pastors, called to a seminary. Is that just a traditional thing?
All pastors, please stand.
I think it has, Jim, I think it has something to do with tradition. It's called a calling. But what I'm hearing tonight is that a lot of people have had a calling, very legitimately so. And I think that I agree with Brother Martin here when he says that our basic calling is the priesthood comes out of our baptism. That's our choosing, and that's our basic call. And I look at my ministry coming out of that relationship, the baptismal event, more so, quote, than my ordination. Ordination's a rite in the church. And actually, I don't know if we always understand what that means. It's always a special event. And I'm glad it's special for the church. But I don't know if we should make it more holy than, you know, the calling to be the steward of the forest. I think that's, you know, wait a minute, don't play games like that. I see what I wrestle with. I was listening tonight, and just very good is that, I mean, I believe that being a pastor is a vocation, right? And I believe I've been called to that vocation. Unfortunately, sometimes I just think, sometimes it can just become a job. In other words, I can revert, and this is a time where I really am happy with the fellowship of some of my colleagues, one sitting two seats away from me, who, you know, in this kind of a setting, you can get out of that job, just making it a job, you know, just a work kind of thing, and you're back again into the, let's say, into the area where it can be a vocation and calling again, which I think
is where... In other words, you say you need renewal.
Renewal, yeah, and in other words, there is a job, but obviously you have responsibilities, whether you like them or not, like in any job. Or any particular calling.
But you're also saying that when you feel the word calling, I think a lot of lay people put calling with ordination almost, like mm-hmm. ordination is a calling, mm-hmm. you know, and it's
good.
Calling.
You're doing
calling.
Calling.
And you're saying you don't experience that at all. That's somebody else is putting that on you because you're mm-hmm. a pastor, but you don't feel that. Right?
I personally think we ought to do away with the word calling. Unless they're gonna refer to everyone in that same kind of terminology, it'd be nice to. I think it'd be fun to have a called janitor to the church. Maybe more important than some other.
Or just hire a pastor.
Hire a pastor
job. Yeah, you got a job, buddy. Come on now. Got 3 or 4 years.
Instead of say calling.
You know, this
the trouble is a lot of churches think they do that already.
Yeah, the thing is though, I don't know. You just bring about hiring it, but then you hire and fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is something, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, I'm just trying to get my own vibrations going here, is that if I have a calling, this would go for you too, sure. I mean, this would come in you and Jim doing as well. It's something more than being hired and fired. And one reason why we, even in our relationship with our government, be it the IRS, is we're self-employed. And one reason is that we're not hired. You know, it's one of those things we stay with and say, wait a minute, we have a, you know, this is a vocational thing, and therefore it's a different set of relationships. I don't know, but I believe that Christians, I mean, like when you said you had have a calling, I respect that. And I believe that's where you're called to be. And I don't think your calling is any less than my calling or something like that. As I say, our calling comes out of our baptism. I think that insight is a very helpful thing, at least for me.
I was just following up on her comment about it being a romantic term, pastor being called.
Yeah.
It does sound romantic because truly you pointed out there are job things about it that whether you like or not, there are responsibilities that God's just like a job.
I got one of the lawns going on.
Actually, I think there are, we use the word call in a different way than we use the word calling. And I think the calling, I think vocation has a lot to do with where your skills are and where your opportunities are and what responsibility you feel towards that. And then we can talk about calls as being either, if you want to get right down to it, it's tied to the pension plan, or it's, or maybe it's that you're, that you are called by God to do a specific task. I think we use those two words not quite interchangeably, but sometimes cross over.
Sue, did you?
Because I did other things before I became a pastor, and when I was doing those other things, I always thought, I always felt like that's where I belonged.
Yeah, me too.
It was never a question, you know, I wasn't constantly looking for something else to do, it just kept changing. But the other part I feel is less, is an impelling kind of thing. And I know I can do other things, and I would do other things, but I don't want to do other things than what I'm doing. And maybe, as Duke was talking about, we can't be fired. Well, we can, but it's a different kind of process than others. Maybe that's the more ideal way for everybody to live.
I don't wonder if
you know, is to be in a position where, I mean, I sort of want to idealize this and say, wouldn't it be wonderful if all people could have the kind of freedom to be that clergy do, to be prophetic, and to struggle with some of the kinds of questions of life and not worry about losing the job immediately because we disagree with the boss.
Which boss?
I know. That's why I said it. I just left it right there, and then everybody else can figure out what
they. Well, one point that you brought up that I'd like to get some feedback on is how do you use what's measurement so that you can tell when your vocation, when you've been called to your vocation. You know, people that are comfortable in their vocation or job and feel that they've been called to do that. What are some of the measurement things that they use to determine that?
I think we are all called, that we basically have one calling, and that is to redeem whatever area of life God puts us in, whether it is in the paid pastoral ministry or in janitorial work. We are all have a calling to bring Christ and His light to whatever sphere of influence we may be placed. That's my understanding of that term. My job is what brings me a paycheck. That may or may not be what I would prefer to use the word life work rather than vocation. And I just would distinguish a job from a life work. Would be a life work is what
life work
is. Yeah,
oh, life.
One's life work is a challenge that invigorates you when you give to it. When it's a cause that stirs your soul. That when you talk about it, you feel more energy after an hour of discussing it than you had before. When you do it, it's self-generating, and I think all of us can think of some time in our life when we have done something that we felt so strongly about, that it was so positive, that it was God's will, that it was furthering God's kingdom, that it was energizing. And for me, that's in the area of religious liberty and trying to further civil rights in that particular area.
Do you feel then that when you say life work, to me that terming it that makes it seem like you can't change. Like I'm saying, to me, vocation, your directions can change, and it's a vocation you feel at the time.
You're very fortunate.
You're saying it's
one. In my opinion, if your life work can also be your job, but unfortunately, in the present world, there isn't a market for everyone's life work. You know, everyone's paycheck, by definition, means somebody is willing to put dollars behind that activity, and not everyone. Can have the blessing of doing the life work and getting paid for it. So the goal is you try to, I'm just responding to this gentleman, ideally you would try to pursue your life work, and if you can't get paid for it in the form of a job, try to direct your job in such a way, or your standard of living in such a way, that you would free up enough time to, on the side, pursue your life work.
Okay, the pink blouse, and then Bill, and then Dave back there.
I'm in a period of career change, and for me, there was a stirring within me, which had occurred earlier in my life, and I was very happy in this profession, and you know, acknowledged as doing well, a good job in it. But then there came a period of stirring, and it seemed ridiculous to go back to school at my time of life and change careers for something that would pay no more. But it was just important that I do it. And but now, I'm coming to the point where I'm wondering, you know, am I listening to my own calling, or is God going to guide me again? And I, you know, I'm hoping, I'm looking for the burning bush. I'm frustrated right now, and knowing, do I stay where I'm at partly, or what? What's ahead? It's pretty hard to...
How do you differentiate between your will and God?
Yeah, at sometimes I've had this strong stirring that I knew it was time to move, but then right now there's nothing happening. And, you know, and I'm looking again. Maybe it'll come as that stirring. I don't know. You know.